The Lazy Persons Book Club presents...
You can blame it on the season, blame it on the weather, oh, blame it for no reason, on a feather.
Blame it on Hoboken. It's the funny, music-fueled modern love story with a touch of mystery set in Frank Sinatra's hometown.
You can blame it on the game, blame it on the battle, oh, blame it on my name, it doesn't matter.
Today's episode, The Landmark.
Previously on Blame It on Hoboken, New York City tour guide Carolyn Cates is using an ancient math formula to find true love on a deadline. While on assignment in Hoboken, New Jersey, she meets a pushy matchmaker named Jimmy Foss in a Sinatra impersonators club called The Friends of Frank. Only she can see him. Join us outside The Friends of Frank's club as Jimmy leads Carolyn on a midnight tour of the town.
I was not a popular kid, Toots. I know this may surprise you, but here's when things went from unpopular to the way I am today. One day in high school homeroom, teacher's taking attendance, calls my name. I say, here. She calls my name again. I say, here, again. Homeroom teacher says, absent. You see what I'm saying?
Honestly, no.
That's okay. I didn't get it at first either. So the old lady wants to have a little fun. That's okay with me. But then I go to class number two. Same story. I'm here, but I'm absent. That's what they say, and my peers, shall we call them, keep bumping into me in the hallway.
Like you weren't there. I went through that in high school, too.
And then I go home, and no one sees me there, either.
Okay, that's horrible.
It's okay, Toots. This all happened a long time ago. Plus, you know that saying, every cloud has a silver lining. That's true for me, too. 99% of the world can't see me. Every so often, a very kind and beautiful woman can see me. You know what I mean?
I...
And here we are, Toots. What do you think?
Jimmy stopped in front of a gray building with a large white sign in front. The sign read, Hoboken Post Office.
You may be wondering, what does the Hoboken Post Office have to do with your professional quest for a Frank Sinatra landmark your client has never seen before? The answer, Toots, is everything. The city of Hoboken is renaming this place in 10 days. And the building's new name? Well, it'll be the Frank Sinatra Post Office. The mayor will cut a big red ribbon. The Friends of Frank will perform.
It sounded too good to be true, Carolyn thought. Carolyn's client, the man from Banque Suisse, had asked for a Sinatra-related site that no one had ever seen before, and here it was in living color, or, more accurately, putty-colored stone.
But don't take it from me, Toots. Call City Hall in the morning. They'll confirm the details of what I'm telling you. And assuming they do, which they will, tell me, Toots, is this not the perfect place for your tour?
It is perfect.
Then our work here is done, Toots. Let's get you on the ferry.
Carolyn and Jimmy walked to the ferry dock. Across the river, the first boat of the morning was pulling away from the Manhattan side. The little craft appeared to tug up the pink and gold rays of the sun as it chugged toward the Jersey side. Thank you for everything.
If you need my help finding something, anything, at some future time, give me a call.
Wait. There is something else I need you to find.
And what would that be?
A square man.
Is he lost?
Oh, not exactly. Carolyn told Jimmy about Euclid's formula for true love and how, as a woman in her prime at age 31, she needed to find a truly normal guy, a square, to produce a perfect number, true love, before she turned 32 in another 29 days.
Toots, I'm a fairly intelligent guy, but you've lost me.
Oh, it's really simple once you do the math. Euclid's proof of perfect numbers is a map to love. I've got every variable of it in place.
Except the square.
It'll be just like what you did tonight at the Friends of Frank's Club, only instead of pushing random strangers together...
Hold on, Toots. None of that was random. Those accidental pairings you saw me make by pushing folks together were based on serious data. Each of the couples I created tonight are built to last. I'm a great matchmaker. Actually, I'm the best.
Well, if you're the best, you can help me, right? I have 1 month left to find my square guy.
Toots, listen. I live a crazy life. But your idea is, no offense, cuckoo, there is no formula for love.
Or maybe you're no good at finding square guys, given your condition.
I could find a square guy for you on the moon.
Well, prove it.
My services ain't cheap.
Neither am I.
The deposit's non-refundable.
Yeah, I work that way, too. The only question here, as I see it, is, are you, Jimmy Foss, good enough to find the guy I need? Is Jimmy Foss the world's most talented matchmaker, or is he just a guy who talks a lot?
Is that a dare?
Is it?
Okay, I'll find your guy. The search is on. I'll find you your square guy, Toots, and I'll do it in less than a month. And now, your ferry is here. All on board. It's time for you to float home.
Really? Well, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you will, Toots. This is gonna cost you. Big.
How big?
You should have asked that before you hired me.
The ferry pulled away from the dock. Carolyn sailed into the rosy dawned day. In the course of one New Jersey night, she had found the landmark she needed and hired the oddest man she'd ever met to find her a completely normal guy to love. What could go wrong?
The magic kicks off Saturday night when your ferry pulls in from Brooklyn Heights. The gangplank's down, the love bug bites.